Welcome to the Raging Rhino Podcast. This is podcast number 112. My name is John. Well, a friend of a friend of a friend told me everybody's messed up with their sexuality. To understand where I'm coming from, I need you to understand how I feel about holidays. Holidays aren't that important to me. I tolerate most, detest some. There are certain holidays I really enjoy, but that's actually because they're convenient to my desires. Eating candy, looking at women in sexy costumes, and releasing my id. Halloween is my absolute favorite holiday. Going completely all out to cook a lavish feast? I love me some Thanksgiving. Watching fireworks? New Year's and 4th of July, those work for me. What, you think I'm missing something important about a couple of those holidays? Wait for it. I've learned to tolerate Christmas, just because my wife loves it so much. I've even decorated the house for her when she was feeling a little depressed about the holidays and couldn't find her motivation. And I love colorful lights, unless they're part of a garish display, but more on that shortly. So I can find bits and pieces to appreciate, even if I don't particularly care for most of it. Please remember, you are allowed to listen to Christmas music in my presence from 8 p.m. on December 23rd to 11:59 p.m. on December 25th. Now, don't get me started on the religious aspects of Christmas, especially since I already went over that in a podcast many years ago. Mother's Day is fine because my mom is happy to get together for dinner before that Sunday because none of us want to deal with the crowds. Memorial Day is great for a 3-day weekend. Ooh, I know I've gotten some people's hackles up with that one. So once again, I'm saying, wait for it. Some holidays are meaningless to me. Father's Day was never a big deal to me because, let's be honest, who would want to celebrate a person who was mentally and physically abusive to them for 90% of their life? Labor Day is completely useless for anything other than a long weekend, unless you're a fan of collectivist propaganda. Earth Day is total bullshit, for no other reason than I hear the cacophony of radical environmentalism every day. I don't need them turning the dial to 11 for 24 hours. Ugh, and the only thing good about Easter is that it means we can finally go out for seafood on Fridays again. Wait for it. Then you have the holiday that I detest more than any other. As much as the Grinch hated Christmas, I hate this. But unlike that character, my heart will never grow 3 sizes that day. And there's no way in hell I will ever change my mind. I cannot state this emphatically enough. I cannot properly convey to you how much I utterly loathe and wish I could completely obliterate Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day can choke on a bag of dicks for all I care. Gina has come to accept that she will get a card and a small token of my affection on that day, but she knows that I do it under protest. Why? Well, this kind of gets to the heart of the matter on why I don't care for holidays in general. But I'll start with Valentine's Day just so I can get the anger out up front. I don't need a holiday to tell me to do something special for the person I love. You know when the best time is to buy flowers for the persons you love? Anytime. You know when the best time is to take someone you love out for a fancy dinner? any time. You know when the best time is? To look somebody in the eye and genuinely pour your heart out about how much love you have for them? Any time. You know when the worst time is for all that? Valentine's Day. Why? Because every other sucker who has been bamboozled by this manufactured corporate money grab is being coerced to do it too. So dinner doubles in price, flowers triple in price, and anything you say about your feelings comes more from obligation than it does sincerity. Does celebrating Valentine's Day make you a romantic person? No, it makes you a sheep following the herd. Furthermore, you shouldn't wait for a specific day of the year to go all out for the ones you love. What, you let a fucking calendar make your decisions for you? Fuck fucking Valentine's Day. Okay, now that I got that out of my system, let me apply that same logic to other holidays. Does celebrating the 4th of July, Flag Day, or President's Day somehow make you more patriotic? Does celebrating Martin Luther King Jr. Day or Constitution Day somehow make you better at fighting for equal natural rights for all people? Does celebrating Christmas or Easter somehow make you a better Christian? Should thankfulness be concentrated on the fourth Tuesday in November? Should a resolution to change your life for the better wait until the beginning of a new year? How about this? A person who is willing to sacrifice their life to preserve liberty, or even allow themselves to be put at risk to do so, is very honorable. Wouldn't you agree? So instead of using days like Memorial Day and Veterans Day for politicians to give lip service and social media to virtue signal, how about questioning your government for creating so many wounded and dead soldiers? How about asking why it's been nearly 80 years since the United States has constitutionally declared war before sending so many of our loved ones off as possible cannon fodder? There's a difference between patriotism and jingoism. Instead of using the day to promote your radical collectivist agenda and sow anger and resentment among people, how about you actually listen to the message of peace, unity, and freedom promoted by Martin Luther King Jr.? Instead of putting on your best holiday facade during Christmas and Easter seasons, why not actually read the text you claim to be sacred that tell you to love people even when they go completely against your morality? Okay, the Valentine's Day anger is coming back, so let me get to this first point. Holidays have an unintended consequence. They diminish the importance of why the day has been set aside. They focus our attention to certain dates for concepts and emotions that should be given regular attention far more often. If you've ever seen something you wanted to give as a gift, but chose to wait for Christmas, if you've ever thought to take your mom out to dinner, but chose to wait a little longer until Mother's Day comes around, if you've ever thought you needed to drop 50 pounds, but chose to wait until New Year's Day, then you have fallen victim to the trappings of holidays. Stop. Look around at your life and find things to be thankful for today, not when you have a plate of turkey and stuffing in front of you. It's June, or at least it isn't when I recorded this. If you look in the mirror today and realize you need to change your life for whatever reason, don't wait another 6 months until January 1st rolls around. Now, after all of that, I'm not saying don't celebrate holidays. If you like the holiday, then celebrate it. Ignore this podcast completely and do whatever you want. I don't give a shit. I'm just giving you my point of view. Ooh, let's keep that in mind as we go along. I'm just giving you my point of view, my perspective. I'm only asking you to give a little thought as to why you celebrate. Are you doing it because it really is important to you? Because you're just going through the motions? Or because it's expected for you to do it at that time? And if it really is important to you, are you staying true to the spirit of the day, or are you shoving it in other people's faces? There's a certain fanaticism that each holiday brings with it, and has those who go not just a little overboard, but way fucking overboard with it. It gets to be so much that it starts to interfere with other people's enjoyment and negatively affects others who don't have the same affinity for the holiday. If you're annoyed that Christmas decorations start to have their own small section in Walmart around September, if not sooner, and have full-blown displays up immediately after Halloween, you're beginning to understand my point. I touched on a few of these things that irritate me about Christmas fanatics. It's not that I don't like Christmas music. I like any good song, but it begins on the fourth Friday in November, and it's every fucking place I go. I am inundated with it, and it's too much. I can only hear so many versions of Silent Night before my skin starts to crawl. And I told you, I love decorations. Gina and I will sometimes take drives to neighborhoods that put up nice displays. But we all know those houses that go beyond the big Christmas display, even beyond extravagant. And they have several kinds of lights and color schemes mismatched together, with moving inflatables and plastic Santas and reindeer, so it looks like a bunch of elves puked Christmas all over their house and lawn. Why? Because it's Christmas and we're celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior. Does flamboyantly celebrating Christmas make you a better Christian? Or does it mean that you're just good at jumping through organized religious hoops? We all know those people that go way overboard on the 4th of July with garish flag decorations and fireworks purchases that just scream loss of fingers. Why? Because America! I'm American, and we're the best goddamn country in the world! Again, I have to ask, does going overboard on the 4th of July make you more patriotic than others? Or do you cross the line into jingoism? Oh yeah, and like I said, Earth Day is for the zealots to push their already annoying gospel to another level. Why? Because if you don't care for the Earth like I do, that means you want future generations to grow up on a planet that has no trees or polar ice caps. Which, if you grew up in the 80s like I did, that means that they should probably already be gone, but we won't talk about that now. Does virtue signaling on Earth Day mean you care more about the planet? Or that you buy into the socialist propaganda that not so coincidentally always accompanies their solutions? Speaking of gospel, the fanaticisms of holidays now get their own prepared backlash. Easter is the perfect example of this. Every Easter, my social media feed becomes this pathetic, unwanted battle for my mind and soul. Every Christian I know posts every gaudy meme they can about their Savior's resurrection. Every atheist I know posts any meme they can find to ridicule religion. A year ago, when Easter fell on April Fool's Day, it got so bad I had to mute a bunch of people. Look, I get it. I personally understand wanting to go overboard for holidays you really love. Halloween is the bomb. I want to put out my decorations in September, but Gina usually persuades me to wait. I would love to make elaborate costumes and put out animatronics in my yard. When it's something you love and it's something important to you, then you just want to... Well, you just want to have your holiday orgasm. Unfortunately, too many people don't care that they're getting their holiday jizz on everybody else. There's kind of a new celebration that's come along in Western society lately. Just like traditional holidays, it concentrates the focus of concepts and ideas that should probably be given regular attention throughout the year. It creates fanatics who sometimes take things too far and act like their participation makes them morally superior. And it creates a backlash of people turned off by the fanaticism. Celebration months. In fact, June is one of those months. Pride Month. Now, if you go back through my Twitter feed, you'll see occasional references to my sexuality. I've spoken about it extensively in the podcast in the past. I am the B in LGBT. I am an openly bisexual male. Now, if you listen to how people describe it, you'd think that I'm supposed to be thrilled to celebrate my sexuality this entire month. However, Pride Month means nothing to me. If I'm feeling festive, I may mention it in a post. I think I've done that in years past. But I don't wait for a particular time of year to, for lack of a better term, celebrate my sexuality. I don't wait for a particular time of year to remember the difficulties, struggles, pain, and death suffered by people who simply wanted to live their lives their own way. I don't wait for 1 month out of the year to increase my happiness over how I have accepted who I am. I stress that because I don't give a flying fuck if anybody else accepts me. I don't wait for a particular time to celebrate something that honestly, is only a small part of how I define myself as a person. I can't speak for people who do celebrate Pride Month. I don't know how big of a role their sexuality plays and how they define themselves as a person. But it certainly seems like that's pretty high up on their lists. The celebration is a big deal. Businesses and other entities who want to curry favor with the LGBT community will promote the gay pride flag all month long, so it's everywhere. Just like with holidays, that gives fodder to some detractors. I have a coworker who does a lot of public speaking. One of his favorite phrases when he's talking to a group is, "Perception is reality." Now, I don't agree with that. I believe that truth is truth no matter what someone's perception is. You can perceive that 4 plus 4 equals 7 all you want, but the truth is 4 plus 4 equals 8. I drive a red car. Now, 1,000 people could get together and try to say it's chartreuse, but that doesn't make it reality. However, if my friend were to simply rephrase to individual perception is subjective reality, I'm willing to go along with it. Now it makes sense to me. A person with different life experiences may perceive something in a completely different way from what I perceive. I may find other people with similar experiences, but I won't find anyone with the exact same experiences. This is key, and I'll explain after I tell you this. So, a few guys got together in Boston and decided they needed to do something about the lack of heterosexual awareness and decided to throw a straight pride parade. Now, just an aside here, as much as I dislike holidays in general, I hate parades even more. I mean, standing around for a couple of hours waiting for marginally interesting acts to walk by ranks among the worst things you could ask me to do. I mean, it's on the same level as asking me to watch a soccer game. Is the heterosexual community being marginalized? I don't think so. Certainly not to the point where they need a parade to promote their visibility. But that doesn't matter, because those guys perceive it based on their life experiences. I may think they're nuts, and okay, maybe I do think they're a little nuts, for even proposing such an event. But if that's what they feel they need to do, then just let me know when and where, so I can avoid it. Parades are so boring. After all, don't we have Pride Month because the LGBT community was truly marginalized for so long? Is it right to just dismiss these guys' concerns outright? Isn't that leading us all down a greasy gradient? Isn't that kind of callous dismissal the start of what could become true marginalization? Haven't we learned enough from human nature that this indifferent rejection is often the first step down a long path that ends in disaster? Remember one of my all-time favorite quotes. If you took the most ardent revolutionary, vested him in absolute power, within a year, he would be worse than the Tsar himself. The LGBT community now has the moral high ground in American society. The power is in their hands. What do they do with it? Do they open their arms, hearts, and ears to listen to the concerns of others, to foster respect and unity? Or do they exact their revenge on groups that have wronged them in the past? Just because you celebrate Christmas doesn't make you righteous. Just because you celebrate the 4th of July doesn't make you patriotic. And just because you celebrate Pride Month doesn't make you enlightened. When Ruby Rose was cast as Batwoman for the annual CW crossover event last year, there was some backlash from the LGBT community. See, this iteration of Batwoman is an out-of-the-closet lesbian. But Ruby Rose identifies as gender fluid, which means she does not identify as having a fixed gender. You don't have to understand that. You just have to understand that that is what she believes. That's all you need to worry about. But this identity as gender fluid wasn't good enough for some people because they believe the character should only be played by an actress who is an out-of-the-closet lesbian. Does that sound like an enlightened response to you? That reminds me of people who got upset because Lawrence Fishburne played Perry White or Tilda Swinton played the Ancient One. Are you going to be truly accepting or only accepting when it suits your agenda? We all know of derogatory words used for homosexuals, but I personally have listened while gay people have used derogatory words against heterosexual couples with children. Now, I lost count how many times the phrase fucking breeders was used. But how can you get upset at someone disparaging you when you say equally disparaging things about them? Are you going to open your arms to accept, or are you just going to continue to divide? I have listened while homosexual men have told me my bisexuality was just a phase, that I was really gay, and that I would grow out of my bisexuality as soon as I found the right man. Now think about this one, folks. How many times have you heard the horror stories about a gay person being told by their parents that they're just going through a phase, and it'll all go away as soon as they find the right heterosexual relationship? But gay men have the gall to tell me my bisexuality is not legitimate? Now, if you've listened to this podcast for a while, you know that that is not the only aspect of my sexuality that deviates from the norm. Not only am I bisexual, I also believe and live consensual non-monogamy. Every intimate partner or potential intimate partner knows up front that I am not monogamous. If that's not something they can deal with, then I don't pursue anything other than a platonic friendship with that person. Yet, I have listened while a gay man castigated me for not being monogamous, that I'm hurting the cause. And that goes to the heart of what I've been trying to say about collectives. They all insist that you completely conform to their version of morality. And if you don't, you will find yourself ostracized. I'm not hurting the cause. I'm hurting what is your cause in your mind. My bisexuality is just a phase. My non-monogamy hurts the cause. Apparently, for many in the LGBT community, it's only okay to have an alternate lifestyle if you conform to their version of morality. From my perspective, it's not the open, accepting, coexisting group that's advertised. That is by no means saying it's the entire group. It is certainly not everyone. Probably not even anywhere close to the majority. But it's there. After all that, if you want to celebrate Pride Month, go for it. If it's important to you, go out and celebrate. But I know firsthand that just because you celebrate and tout your diversity doesn't mean you are morally superior or that the group you celebrate with is free from hatred and transgressions. I see the color of your skin, but that tells me nothing about you. You can tell me your ancestry, the myriad branches of your family tree, but I will still have no idea who you are. You can tell me what you do for a living. You can tell me how much money you make, what kind of car you drive, where you live, but that tells me nothing about you. I can see your gender, or the gender you present to the world, but that tells me nothing about you. You can tell me that you're one of those letters vying for inclusion in the LGBT etc. line that confuses outsiders and some people within the community too. You can tell me you're lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, transsexual, transvestite, genderqueer, genderfluid, non-binary, genderfuck, genderless, agender, non-gender, third gender, two-spirit, bi-gender, trans man, trans woman, queer, questioning, intersex, asexual, ally, pansexual, unsure, curious, straight allies, polyamorous, HIV affected, other, or any of the growing number of terms out there. But no matter what label you use, I still won't truly know who you are. But remove the superficial facade you present to the world and tell me your beliefs, the inner workings of your mind. Ah, then I start to understand who you are. Tell me whether or not you believe a majority of voters can suppress the natural rights of others, and I will begin to know you. Tell me whether or not you believe it is acceptable to force others to conform to your morality. Then I know you. Tell me whether or not you believe your fear and ignorance justifies taking away the natural rights of others, and I'll know who you are. Tell me whether or not you believe I am obligated to sacrifice any or all of what I have rightfully earned to pay for your decisions. Then I know all I need to about you and your character. Tell me whether or not you believe it is acceptable to oppress others because you feel superior to them, or because you feel justified, you deserve revenge for how you have been treated in the past. Then I know more about you than you probably know about yourself. If you observe a holiday or celebration, but ostracize and demonize anyone who doesn't fully participate according to your morality checklist, then I know you. Oh, I know you. Libertarians believe your existence guarantees you natural rights. Many on both the right and the left have come to believe their existence grants them privileges over others, and their morality gives them authority to tell others how to live. When that kind of self-delusion leads to that kind of hubris, you begin to understand how outcasts and outsiders worry about the loss of their liberty and identity. So, anytime you observe and celebrate for any reason, remember, true coexistence means you accept and respect that not everyone will think and feel exactly as you do. This is the Raging Rhino Podcast. You'll hear from me again.